This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The nine major Democratic presidential candidates met last night in New Hampshire at their final forum of the year. Sponsored by ABC News and broadcast on C-SPAN, it was dominated by the news that the party's 2000 presidential nominee, Al Gore, endorsed Howard Dean earlier in the day. Dean already has a commanding lead in New Hampshire. In Iowa, he's running neck and neck with former Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports that Dean's competitors are questioning his electability.
Al Gore wanted his endorsement to have an impact on the Democratic race, and for the last 24 hours, it certainly has. The moderator of the debate, ABC's Ted Koppel, opened the questioning by asking the candidates to raise their hands if they thought Howard Dean could defeat President Bush. Only Dean's hand went up. And the other candidates used the debate to discount the importance of the Gore endorsement. Gore's move was the biggest blow for Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, who shared the ticket with Gore in 2000 and entered the race this year only after he was certain Gore would not run.
And I'll tell you why I didn't raise my hand in response to that question. This campaign for the Democratic nomination is fundamentally a referendum within our party about whether we're going to build on the Clinton transformation in our party in 1992 that reassured people we were strong on defense, we were fiscally responsible, we cared about values, we were interested in cutting taxes for the middle class and working with business to create jobs. Howard Dean is, and now Al Gore, I guess, are on the wrong side of each of those issues.
Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, who has seen his one-time lead in New Hampshire evaporate in the wake of the Dean surge, criticized Gore's decision.
I was sort of surprised today, actually, by the endorsement, because I thought that Joe Lieberman had shown such extraordinary loyalty in delaying his own campaign that it surprised. And I think I speak for every candidate up here. This race is not over until votes have been cast and counted.
For Dean, being endorsed by the former vice president and the man who won more votes than George W. Bush in 2000 is a way to convince doubting Democrats that he is a viable general election candidate, someone who can reach out to win mainstream votes, not just the activist base of the Democratic Party. But for New York City activist Reverend Al Sharpton, the Gore endorsement was an insult.
Al Gore went to New York today. He should have noticed Tammany Hall is not there anymore. Bossism is not in this party. We waited 4 years after some of us were disenfranchised so we can express ourselves. And we're not going to have any big name come in now and tell us the field should be limited and we can't be heard. The Republicans shut us up 4 years ago. Al Gore and no Democrat should shut us up today.
Although every other candidate would have been thrilled to get Gore's endorsement, they acted as though it was the kiss of death last night. And if the endorsement was a blow to Joe Lieberman, it also put retired General Wesley Clark in an awkward position. He has been promoting himself as the candidate backed by the Clinton-Gore administration. Yesterday, he said he would consider Senator Hillary Clinton as a running mate, although the former First Lady has ruled out any spot on the 2004 ticket. And on Monday, Clark circulated a press release listing all the former Gore staffers who now work for his campaign. Asked by Ted Koppel whether he would be glad to get Mrs. Clinton's endorsement, Clark said this.
I really never even thought about that.
Oh, sure you have.
No. Because, just to quote another former Democratic leader, I think elections are about the people, not about the powerful. And so, to me, this is about going out to the American people, listening to them, talking about the ideas. It's a very important election coming up, and it's not going to be decided by endorsements.
The candidates clearly chafed under repeated questions by Koppel about the endorsement and its impact on their own chances for the nomination. Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich took the unusual approach of criticizing the moderator.
And with all due respect to you, Ted Koppel, who I've admired over the years greatly.
There's a zinger coming now, isn't
yes.
there?
Yes. Yeah. To begin this kind of a forum with a question about an endorsement, no matter by who, I think actually trivializes the issues that are before us.
As Howard Dean looks toward the big block of Southern and Midwestern primaries in early February and perhaps the general election, he's trying to craft a more mainstream image. In the past, he's referred to members of Congress as cockroaches, but last night he delivered no attacks on Washington insiders. Instead, he firmly embraced the one Democratic Party insider who had just become his most important supporter.
If you guys
are upset about Al Gore's endorsement. You attack me, don't attack Al Gore. Al Gore worked too hard in 2000 to lose that election when he really didn't lose the election. He got 500,000 votes more than George Bush. And I don't think he deserves to be attacked by anybody up here. He's not a boss. He's a fundamentally decent human being.
The Democrats will get together for debates in Iowa and New Hampshire throughout the month of January, leading up to the January 19th Iowa caucuses and the January 27th New Hampshire primary. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Durham, New Hampshire.